Welcome to Refresh, a podcast designed to revive, recharge, and renew your faith and give you the tools to follow Jesus. Refresh comes to you from the Salvation Army in Gwinnett County, Georgia. We meet in person every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. or online on Facebook and YouTube at Sal Army Gwinnett. We are excited that you have joined us this week and pray that God will bring His Word to life. And now, for our speaker.
Good morning, family. I've been humming ever since I knew I was coming here today. I've been humming, "I'll be home for Christmas." And it feels like being home. We spent, Bobby couldn't be here today. He is down the road at Temple this morning, helping as the youth are doing the program. But we spent 5 amazing years in this core. So it's been almost 15 years since I preached at, well, maybe not this pulpit and in there, but since we were here. And to give you kind of a frame of that time frame, we dedicated Jonah shortly before we left. And there he is running the tech this morning. Hi, Jonah. And Allie was a little girl, and here she is giving the children's story with her own little baby. Just beautiful. And so many familiar faces, and then so many new faces. And to see how the Lord has continued to bless and to grow this congregation. So grateful, nothing but gratitude in my heart this morning. And I want to say thank you to Majors Ryerson for inviting me to come. I don't take that lightly. It's a great honor and it's a privilege to be able to share with you all this morning the Word of God. The Word of God that we stand on, the Word of God that is the light, the Word of God that is Jesus. And what a beautiful theme for Advent this year, and especially this second Sunday of Advent. Son of God loves pure light. I've been reflecting on that line for a few weeks now, so packed with truth. Son of God loves pure light. It's the third verse of Silent Night, of course. That's where the lyrics come from. Although, as I looked up in the 2015 songbook of the Salvation Army, we left out that verse. Can you believe it? Well, it's still to be found. And this morning, I would love for us to sing. I think we know it by heart. We're not going to have the lyrics, but I'll tell them to you in case you don't remember. Silent Night, Holy Night. Say it with me, Son of God loves pure light. Radiant beams from thy holy face, with the dawn of redeeming grace, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. Let's just sing that verse together. As we reflect this morning, as we open our hearts, our ears, our eyes, our minds to your word, we pray that indeed your glory that radiates from the Jesus child in the manger, the word that became flesh, we pray that you indeed would come again and that you would take place, find a place in our hearts, and that you would, by your word, your holy word, transform us. We pray that in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Amen. Well, as we lead into the message today, I invite you to journey with me to, for a moment, to Phoenix, Arizona. Anyone ever been there? Phoenix, Arizona. Yeah. And to the Camelback Mountain that I was able to hike just a few weeks ago. Anyone ever hiked the Camelback Mountain? Okay, all right, good, so I can tell this story. Okay. When I say that I hiked, I actually did hike quite far, in my opinion. At least that's what my body told me. This is far enough, was what my body told me. I have to be very transparent, though. I did not summit Camelback Mountain. I had to kind of stop along the way. And as I was sitting for a few moments and I was enjoying the incredible views of you looking out over the desert, you're looking out over the city, it was just incredible, cacti everywhere, I was passed by a lot of different people. They passed me. Young, old, there I was sitting. A young man with a prosthetic leg was like running right by me. People with hiking poles, and another man who really stood out to me because he was, in fact, running, wearing no shirt and no shoes. And this was probably the most rugged terrain I have ever hiked in my life. And there he was, with bare feet, running by me. And it was an incredible sight, as you can imagine. He looked like he belonged in these mountains, like he was a child of these mountains that were formed 1.5 billion years ago. He kind of looked like he had always been there. You know what I mean? No shirt, no shoes. Well, the story of Darren, which I later found out was his name, doesn't stop here, so stay tuned. I'm going to tell you what happens next. But for a moment, I want us to just pause at the fact that before creation, before God spoke everything into existence by his word, God was, and Jesus, the Word, was with him. Incredible, incredible truth. We had one of these verses read earlier today from John chapter 1, and we're going to read some of these verses again. If you have your Bibles, I invite you to look up John chapter 1, and from verse 1 to 5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Truth of God. And now all these years later, the darkness has not, and it never will be over. It never will overcome the light. Never. The light shines. The Son of God loves true light, as we read on in chapter one, in John chapter 1, and starting then at verse 9. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not recognize him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become what? Children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or of a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is Jesus, the Son of God. And I have to tell you, the story that I was told today by the children, the Christmas story told by the children of the Gwinnett County Corps, that blew me away. And what a beautiful, beautiful way to start our worship this morning. The Word became flesh. The Messiah, our Savior, came not in a way that anyone would have expected. In fact, in the most unexpected way, in the most unexpected place, and many did not recognize him. They didn't see that was the Messiah. Luke chapter 1, we had that read beautifully earlier by Eli. Starting at verse 30, the angel said to Mary, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, Son of God. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." You see who he was even before creation. His kingdom will never end. It always is. In this world of everything changing, ever transitioning, one thing is secure. His kingdom will never end. Hallelujah. The Son of the Most High entering the world in the most humble of ways. Fully God, yet fully man. Not a copy of God, not a replica, not a mere reflection, but the essence of God himself. We can't really fully grasp that, can we? Jesus, the essence of God, a baby wrapped and placed in a manger. Perfect love. Love stemming from the heart of God. Unconditional, agape love, living and breathing among his people, among us, Jesus, even as we are in this place today. His love, the Holy Spirit. Have you felt him this morning? As I walked in the doors, I felt the Holy Spirit. As we prayed earlier, the Holy Spirit just hovering over us, speaking words of love to our hearts. Such love springs from eternity. Such love streaming through history. Such love, fountain of life to me. Oh, Jesus, such love. We sing these words in a well-known hymn by Graham Kendrick. The love that came to us in a tangible way at the birth of Jesus, and in a redeeming way by the blood shed at the cross, was not a new or a different love, but a love that springs from eternity. To this love, there was no beginning and there is no end. And while it is not new, it brings renewal and new mercies every morning. Every morning, we can walk in his new mercies. Jesus is the very image of God made man. And the gospel he brings is an exact representation of the heart of God, God's heart for you. And for you. God's heart for you. God's heart for you, Cecil. We are loved. You are loved. And as we are loved by God, filled with his great love by the Holy Spirit, as expressed in Romans 5 and chapter 5, God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. Then we experience that we are part of a new community, a beautiful community of believers, those who have accepted the saving grace and the love that God has poured out, a community of believers, a community of love that receives love, that extends love, a missional community, a community where love flows to us and through us so that others may experience this extravagant love as well. And that is what the Loaf is, Gwinnett County Core, a beautiful community of love flowing from the Father through each one of you and into this community. In Hebrews chapter 1, there are beautiful verses reflecting on this love made complete in Jesus and the community that is being shaped by this love. And in the Fortress Commentary on the New Testament, it says, "In an artfully crafted antithesis, the author of Hebrews opens by emphasizing the ultimacy, completeness, and the finality of the word spoken by God in the Son. The word around which his hearers, that's us, were shaped into a new community." We are a community defined by the love of Christ. So this is what it says in Hebrews chapter 1 and verses 1 to 3. And you might want to look it up. These are beautiful, beautiful verses. "In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things and through whom he also made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven. God, who spoke to his people all throughout history, except for the years of silence that Allie taught us about this morning, has spoken to us through Jesus, love's pure light. And so I ask you this morning, have you received his love? Are you allowing his light to shine on you so that he can shine through you to others? This weekend, I spent a couple of hours placing pathway lights out in front of our Salvation Army quarters, partly for it to look pretty for Christmas. We're sitting on a corner and everyone drives by can see it. So we're like, well, we better have some Christmas lights for people to see. So we're putting out the Christmas lights. But it was also because that path is very, very dark and we needed some lights. There were actually lights when we got there, beautifully lights placed along that path, but they were solar lights. And we quickly learned that we have a lot of large trees providing shade, which is lovely, right? In the hot summer, that you have trees providing shade. But it also meant that the sun could really not get through to those solar lights. So although those solar lights were pretty along the path, they were not very functional because they would not get enough light to actually give light. So what did we do after a year and a half? We ended up removing those solar lights and instead we placed lights connected to the source of electricity. How is it with our shine? As individuals, as a community of believers, as a community defined by love, is the Son of God, love's pure light, shining on us for us to radiate his love? Or is anything causing shadows, getting in the way? Are you connected to the vine, to the source? Are you letting the light, the word of God, shine on you, spending time so that Jesus can shine through you? How deeply within your heart are you inviting or allowing Christ, the Son of God, to enter? We sing in one of our songs in the songbook these words, "O Christ of pure and perfect love, look on this sin-stained heart of mine. I thirst thy cleansing grace to prove. I want my life to be like thine. O see me at thy footstool bow. O come and sanctify me now." Is that your prayer? What is your posture? What is my posture this morning in worship? Is it one of humility, of Christ-likeness, or has pride and sin crept in, casting a shadow on your, on my, on our witness? Mother Teresa, who loved deeply and widely, she said, humility is the mother of all virtues, purity, charity, and obedience. It is in being humble that our love becomes real, devoted, and ardent. I saw a social media post from Leonard Sweet just a few days ago. Leonard Sweet, a theologian, writer, and a good friend of the army. And he said, ever wonder if Mother Teresa signed a book? And if so, what would she have inscribed? And so just last month, he says, a book went up for an auction in London that carried her signature. And sure enough, she didn't just sign the book, but she gave it a blessing in blue ink. And she said, God is love, and he loves you. Love others as he loves you, and through this love, become holy, because he who made you is holy. God bless you. It had the date, and then it was signed Teresa. His love makes us holy, makes us more like him. And when we live in holiness, others are drawn to him through our witness. Breathe on me, breath of God. Fill me with life anew. Until this, that I may love what thou dost love, and do what thou wouldst do. Breathe on me, breath of God. Holy Spirit, breathe on me till I am wholly thine. Until this earthly part of me glows with thy fire divine. Oh, that all would experience the depth and the width and the breadth and of the love of Jesus. We were all created with a capacity to love God. All of us, not one of us, do not have the capacity to love God. Yet, some have been blinded, can't see. Some hearts have been hardened, perhaps through hurts, disappointments, fears. We could make the list go on. And there are those who have never yet heard of Jesus. Can you believe that? Many people who have never yet heard of Jesus, nor encountered the truth in the Word. Commissioner Andy Miller, who I just now see that this pulpit was dedicated in his memory, he was a faithful soldier of this Corps for years and instrumental in the shaping and growing of the Corps in the early days. He lived by this principle, to never let a day pass without sharing the love of Christ with at least one person. I don't know about you, but I'm challenged by that. I can't say that I so far in my life have lived up to that. I'm challenged by it. I desire to have such a passion that the love of Christ would burn within me afresh and new, and that I would have a renewed perspective and zeal. Now, at the beginning of this Advent season, I pulled out the collection of Advent devotionals from around the globe. And some of you might remember this from 2008 here in the Corps. And one of the readings and prayers struck me the other day. Christopher Needham, who at the time lived in Sri Lanka, working there at a hard time in the country, he was sharing a beautiful prayer as he was in a whole different part of the world, and he had gained a whole new and different perspective on life. And he penned this beautiful prayer. My prayer is that you see this Christmas season like a blind man seeing light for the first time, like a crippled taking his first step, like a deaf hearing his first song, like a mute saying his first prayer. May God give you a new perspective, like he has granted me. May you go from this place with the light of Jesus shining on your face. Isn't that a poignant prayer? How would our lives, our communities, our church, and our world look if we truly lived like we had encountered the love of Christ deep within our hearts for the very first time? Do you remember? Do you remember that moment that you were so overcome by the love of Christ in your heart that you could not hide it on your face or in your actions or in the, you know, as you were just going along life, you could not stand still. You had to share because you had encountered this love of Christ. How would this world look different if we lived like we had encountered the love of Christ for the very first time? Remember Darren from the Camelback Mountain hike? Yeah, back to him. So one of my hiking buddies who had gone ahead of me to reach the mountain peak also encountered Darren. And they struck up a conversation. And as they descended the mountain together, Darren had joined that small group. And as we reached the end of the trail, you see, as they came down, I was faithfully waiting for them, and there I went along with them, down the mountain. And as the conversation continued and we walked along, it was very evident to me that this conversation had gone very deep. I later learned that Darren, the guy with no t-shirt, with no shoes, had never read the Bible. In fact, he had never really heard about Jesus. Yet he was deeply spiritual and at one with nature, but obviously misguided and in need of the true light. The Son of God loves pure light. So David Delaney, whom some of us know and some know very well. Hi, Miss Delaney. David Delaney was one of the hikers who had gone ahead and who had struck up the conversation. Imagine that, right? Those of you who know him. And the shirt that David happened to be wearing that day said on the front, "Follow King Jesus." And on the back, it had the scripture from John 14, verse 6, "Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life." So I'm pretty sure that Darren had not yet seen the back of David's shirt, because as fast as David was, Darren was even faster. So I'm sure that he was not behind him at any time. But he would have seen the front, "Follow King Jesus." And as we were getting ready to leave and the conversation drew to an end, I heard and I watched and I witnessed David say to Darren, "You know what? You don't have a shirt. I'm going to give you mine." David proceeded to take off his, at this point, very sweaty, very sticky shirt, handing it to Darren, encouraging him to read the Gospel of John once he got back home. He also apologized for the somewhat smelly and soaked shirt. Remember the beginning of the Gospel of John? And imagine Darren reading these words, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and full of truth." Imagine Darren reading these words with a shirt given to him that says, "Follow King Jesus." And then further on, as he would read on to chapter 14, with the words that were also printed on his shirt, Jesus answered, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." There's only one way, Jesus. Only one way. The world will tell us differently. The world will show us different kinds of lights, but there is only one. I may never know the outcome for Darren, but I imagine him being overwhelmed by the love of Jesus, reading the word, and through that encountering the one and only Son of God, love's pure light. Now for David's witness, just wow. I want to be like David when I grow up. No coincidence he wore that shirt that day. And now when I told him, I did tell him I was going to share this story. And Miss Delaney, he did say that he asked me to tell you how incredibly buff he is. And really, that shirt was too small for him. Well, you know David. But don't miss this. As we think of that sticky, soaked, smelly, worn shirt, the imagery of sharing with someone else what is greatly worn, what is quite personal, and what has visibly impacted our journey. Sharing that with someone else. When we share the love of Christ with others, the depth of our personal encounter with his love, the realness of our testimony, the blood, sweat, and tears that are part of our story, all contribute to a holy moment of opportunity for others to encounter him. Nothing is in vain. Nothing wasted. A holy moment that we share from our heart, our real testimony, and a holy encounter can happen for someone else with the lover of their soul. So how deep are you willing to let his love reach into your heart for the sake of your own soul and for the sake of your witness to others? Someone penned this beautiful and powerful prayer. My heart is like an iceberg, not cold or hard, but 7/10 hidden. If I love you only with the 10th that show, my love won't last the course. But if I am to love you with my whole heart, I must face the pain of hidden things surfacing. Come, Lord, with the Titanic of your love, collide with my heart. And in that great collision, let it be my reservations that sink forever. No reservations. Love fully, wholly, as you are fully and wholly loved and fully and wholly known by Jesus, who came out of love. You were the Word at the beginning, one with God, the Lord Most High, your hidden glory in creation now revealed in you, our Christ. You didn't want heaven without us, so Jesus brought heaven down. My sin was great, but your love is greater. Don't miss it. My sin was great, but your love was greater. What could separate us now? What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus, Christ our King. What a wonderful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. Do you believe in the power of Jesus? Do you believe that the love of Christ has the power to melt any hardness in our hearts? To heal any wounds? To strip away any fears and to fill us with only grace and only truth and only goodness and peace and mercy. All the gifts that come from Jesus. So this morning, I want to invite you to respond to his word. Jesus, the Son of God, love's pure light. Perhaps you have never truly encountered the one and only Son of God, the lover of your soul, the Savior who came to earth, who lived to die for your sins and for mine, who rose again, and through him we have victory over sin and the promise of eternal life with him. Will you receive his love today? Or perhaps you have tasted and seen that the Lord is good. You know you are loved. You know it. You have felt the love of Jesus, the love of Christ. He has transformed you. But there are layers in your heart, perhaps, that you're trying to hide, that the love of Christ has yet to truly penetrate as you have been guarded. Let those reservations sink forever and bask in the love of Christ today. Or maybe like me, you simply want more of him, more of his love. You want to go deeper to become more like Jesus. His extravagant love is available for us to tap into and to receive by the Holy Spirit, so that we can all go from this place with the light of Jesus shining on our face. The invitation is yours. Jesus invites you to come. Or perhaps you are seeing faces, names of people that God wants you to intercede for. Pray that they would experience the love of Christ. Or maybe you want to ask, God, show me a Darren today. Someone that I can share Christ with. You can pray in your seat. The place of prayer, beautiful place of prayer, is open. It's available for us to come, to kneel, to seal this moment as the Holy Spirit does his work. And Jill is going to sing before us. And before you sing, Jill, let's pray. And when I pray and I expect to receive, I like to put out my hands like this. I invite you to just, with open hands, symbolizing your open heart. Lord, we receive your word this morning. We trust your word that you are truth, that you are light, that you are love. We pray, Father, Jesus, Holy Spirit, that you would come once again, anew and afresh, overwhelm us with your love. Surround us, fill us, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Refresh. Be sure to hit subscribe and like us on Facebook and YouTube to never miss an episode. If you liked what you heard, be sure to share it with your friends and family. We pray that you will be refreshed and ready to take on your week. See you next time. God bless.